From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. On the ground in Syria, unrelenting anger against the Assad regime, as suggested by this amateur recording that could not be independently verified. It shows protesters gathered around UN observers in the southern province of Daraa as the country faces pressure to adhere completely to UN-backed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for a global arms embargo on Syria, but stopped short of demanding military intervention. She was in Paris with other leaders meeting on the Syrian crisis, but NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says Russia was a no-show.
Russia is skipping the meeting because it says it's only aimed at isolating the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and will hurt the chances of peace. France is said to be angered by Russia's snub. France, the U.S., Turkey, and the Arab League are standing solidly together in Paris to put pressure on Assad to respect the UN-brokered ceasefire. There are a handful of UN monitors already on the ground in Syria, and the Assad regime agreed Thursday to accept hundreds more. The Paris Friends of Syria meeting is looking at other options to stop the violence in case the ceasefire breaks down entirely. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A team of FBI and New York police investigators is combing the basement of a New York City building for the remains of six-year-old Eitan Pates. NPR's Marco Adler reports that Pates disappeared 33 years ago in May of 1979, and the fear over his disappearance led to a sea change in attitudes.
Investigators began searching a small basement in Soho, a block from his home, and the search may continue for 3 to 5 days. A police spokesman said information known at the time is being re-examined. Before Pates disappeared on his way to school, there were no missing children on milk cartons, and it was normal for city children to walk to school and take the subway alone at an early age. The disappearance caused a huge change in the attitudes toward the protection of children, now with a crime rate lower than in 1979. Attitudes have not changed back. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
A small plane that fighter jets had been tracking for hours today crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard says the jets were unable to make contact with the pilot. The aircraft was flying from Louisiana to Sarasota when it went down about 120 miles west of Tampa, Florida.
Virgil Caine is a name and I served on the Danville train.
Von Helm, drummer and singer in the band, has died at the age of 71. According to his website, Helm died this afternoon of cancer. He played drums, guitar, mandolin, and sang until the group's 1976 The Last Waltz farewell performance. Family and friends are remembering him as a brilliant musician and beautiful soul. This is NPR. U.S. Marine Drum and Bugle Corps greeted Space Shuttle Discovery when it arrived at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum outside Washington, D.C. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports the event celebrated Discovery's transformation.
Discovery was parked outside the museum, nose to nose with Enterprise, a pristine white prototype shuttle. It made Discovery look charred and gray. Over three decades, Discovery blasted off more than any other spacecraft. Astronauts who flew on Discovery were there, including former Senator John Glenn.
Today, Discovery takes on a new mission. Less dynamic, perhaps, but nonetheless important. It will be on display not only as a testament to events of our time, but also as an inspiration to future generations.
He served as the witness as officials signed an agreement transferring Discovery to the Smithsonian. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
A new report predicts what it calls peril for Asian development if women's economic status in the region keeps falling. The Asia Society released a survey today that found women in Asia are still politically underrepresented and continue to be paid less than men for the same jobs performed. The report warns the limits confronting female workers could cost the region $89 billion a year in lost productivity. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 70 points at 12,964. This is NPR.